here in Outdoor Journal. I said earlier on, this person has not been on the program for way, way too long. And lo and behold, finally, she is here. I say she because her name is Sherry Haig. She is the president of Haig Communications in Toronto. She was a high-level executive who one day just woke up and said, the hell with it. I'm throwing in the towel. Kind of like we're all doing right now, hunker down. Sherry, welcome back to Outdoor Journal.
Hello, Angelo. Thank you so much for having me back.
It's been an absolute... it's been way too long. When were you on here last? Do you remember?
Yeah, I guess it was about a year ago. I was heading out on doing a road trip to do some fishing up north, and we were chatting about that. And as it turned out, or maybe even a little longer than that, because I ended up buying a house in Port Dalhousie here in Niagara. So, so that's where I get to hunker down right now, which is great.
How's that going, by the way? You, of all people, such a... we'll call you a free spirit. I mean, you gave up this whole executive world so that you didn't have to follow anybody's rules. You wanted to be, you know, outdoors more and all. You just threw in the towel. Now it's not your option.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, the good news is that, you know, when I did have to come back and actually make a living again after a bunch of traveling, you know, doing marketing and communications, a lot of that you can do from home. So I work from home right now anyway, so that wasn't a change. But as you know, yeah, I love to travel and socialize and have friends over for a glass of wine. And now, I mean, there's none of that. So, and you can only spend so much time cleaning out your tackle box, right? So, I was getting a little depressed at first, but then realized, hey, you know what? Let's take this as a personal challenge to turn negatives into positives. So how can I make myself feel better about this, right?
And I think that's important that we all in the media all recognize that. That's a very important point that we should all try and strive towards. Communicating that message to people, right? It is what it is. We are where we are. We need to make as much of it as we can, make the best of it as we can. And I know you're one that's always optimistic and looking at the brighter side of things. I want to sort of tap into that if we could here on the program. But Sherry, can you just take a break with us for a minute? I got to do some commercial selling here.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with more Journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Good morning, everybody.
Want to learn more about a guest you heard on the radio?
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishin' Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishin' Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, and we have Andrew Holland on the board today running the ship for us, trying to steer us off the rocks. But this ship is kind of bent today, I get the feeling. We're way behind. We're off schedule. But that's okay. I'm enjoying it. That's all that matters. Back in 2015, she was a guest on this program for the very first time. At that time, we found her fascinating, and we brought her on because she had sold her condo, quit her executive job, and decided to travel around the world and go fishing and golfing. And that's all she wanted to do. And she was writing about it, a prolific writer and blogger as well. And since then, the unthinkable has happened. She's gone back to work. She is now president of Haig Communications, and she's living in Niagara region, as she just told us. And let's find out a little bit more about Sherry. Now, first of all, what drove you to move to Niagara, Sherry?
Well, you know, I used to live here. Actually, when I first gave everything up, I was working in the wine industry here. Right. So it was a fantastic place. I really loved it. And I thought, well, if I ever, you know, get married, this is where I'd like to come back and live. It's a great community. And, we found a house and there's so many friends here. So, nice. It's just the neighbors, everyone's was kind. So it's a little piece of heaven. It really is.
And then, How was the business end of it coming, jumping back into that world?
I'm busier than ever, but, right now we actually still have a place in Toronto, but we're giving that up as well. But, because most of your work is online, I go into Toronto for meetings, you can work from anywhere. So the working from home is makes this job quite easy. So that's no problem at all. But
somebody might say, now that you're back in communications, probably timing is everything in this world. But timing might not be the best time to be in the communication consulting business when the wheels have literally fallen off the economy. How are you coping with that?
Yeah, well, there is still communication that needs to be done. So, I mean, I think it would be difficult if you were someone who didn't have any clients and you were trying to get them. But, yeah. Now you have companies that need to communicate messages to their employees. I have to change all sorts of marketing commercials that were going on that, you know, the messaging wouldn't be appropriate right now. So how do we rewrite it to be something that's reflective of the times? So actually it still can be quite busy. But also, hey, it's an opportunity if you have a little extra free time to help out others. And I think that's one of the key things. I posted on Facebook, hey, if there's anyone who's in quarantine or, you know, there's a senior who's vulnerable, I'll go pick up groceries for them, drop them off at their door. I'm taking the time to contact friends in particular who live alone. Can you imagine if either you were laid off or you're on your own and you're cooped in your house by yourself? Pick up the phone, get back, connect with people. We got to do that a little more. So maybe I can't go visit them, but I can help out that way. And, I had a neighbor across the street. She sent a note saying, I have all this extra gourmet blue cheese. Would anyone like some? And so we said, okay. Ooh. And, hey, we had I made a garlic butter with blue cheese sauce for our barbecue steak. And, baby, was that good.
Ooh, boy, you got Steve's attention over there behind the glass. All of a sudden, he perked up.
Well, anything but cheese is my favorite.
People we're eating healthier now. I mean, I've got the cookbooks out every day. We're having all these fantastic dinners. I love going out for dinner, but boy, we're eating, a heck of a lot better. That's the silver lining there, too. We're out for walks. One thing, Angela, about Niagara, especially Port Dalhousie, it's a lovely place to go for a walk. You can do it safely. It's not crowded. There's big trees, beautiful old homes, birds tweeting. Everyone smiles and, you do the wave. It doesn't cost anything. You're not, getting sick by waving at someone. It's hilarious. Someone's started writing inspirational messages on the sidewalk. So, I'm walking down the street and I look down and there's like a sign saying chin up buttercup and another one saying eat, sleep, sanitize and repeat. So
That's nice. I knew that if there was anybody that could bring some sanity to this rather insane situation we're in, it would be you for sure. You're a breath of fresh air. Let me ask you something, though, being the eternal optimist. Have you thought far enough down the timeline? I mean, summer is coming. Have you spent enough time thinking about this summer's adventures and activities?
Yeah, well, certainly because we just built a brand new deck and a pool and, we're going to build a tiki bar. So backyard, enjoying that. More golfing, of course, just bought a brand new tailor-made club. So I hope I get to use it. For the summer, we'll probably stick around here. But I think if this thing settles down, certainly I'd like to go back and travel in Europe again. I know that everyone's tourism is going to be getting killed, but I would love to still, it makes you realize what could be taken away from you and how quickly it can be, right? So that's pretty frightening. Who knows, by the end of this, we may all have brand new hobbies. I mean, I was telling my friends, listen, now's the time to write your book, do your home repairs. You've got this extra time. Hey, if, your male listener out there. Trust me, the honeydew list will keep growing if you're not finding something to do. Right?
So, how true.
Yeah, and my goddaughter, Molly O'Reilly from Sudbury, she's a teenager. I've always been talking to her about fishing. Well, you know, I guess a week or two ago, while the ice was still good up there in Sudbury, she caught a 19-inch trout. So
wow.
Her first fish. And you know what? Maybe this is something, a passion she's going to keep now. So, yeah. You know, there are some positives that can come out of a really tough situation.
And you are one of them. I'll tell you right now, you, like I said, you're a breath of fresh air, and we appreciate you joining us. I knew you'd have some good news for everybody out there. Keep in touch, Sherry. Let us know how you make out. I just want to remind folks that it's haguecommunication.wordpress.com. If you want to keep tabs on Sherry, I'm sure she'd enjoy your company in these rather dark times. Reach out to her at haguecommunication.wordpress.com. You take care of yourself, and we will see you on the other side for sure.
Okay, you take stay safe too, Angela. Thanks so much.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Sherry Haig, president of Haig Communications, Toronto, living in Niagara now. And it's once again, it's haguecommunication.wordpress.com.